Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Get right to the romance and find the way to wow this Valentine's with 1-800-Flowers.com. From classic roses and bouquets to decadent chocolate-covered berries, gourmet treats, and more, surprise your Valentine with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, get the 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/tune in.
The Volume.
What is going on, everybody? John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast. Up. And Adam again, just finished watching. I think there's a couple minutes left, but Adrian Peterson just put in a little nail in the coffin against the Rams. The Titans get a big win in Los Angeles, and really, let's face it, kick their ass. I have a couple thoughts on the Titans. Then a lot happened today. I have to take a major, major L. I know Coward does where he was right and where he was wrong. I don't do specific segments on this podcast. I guess we do one with Stucky every week. And for those of you that have been listening for a while, what we're going to do now is Stucky is going to be its own podcast on the weekend, exclusively on the 3 and Out podcast on Saturday. Get shared with Colin's feed on Sunday. You got to make sure to subscribe to the 3 and Out podcast. So the Stucky's getting moved to the weekend. We'll be doing that moving forward. But I got to take a major, major L on someone that I've talked a lot, and I mean a ton of shit about. So listen, if I'm going to give it, most of the media, they can give it, but they can't take it. I got no problem taking it. I've been, I can take L's, and I can admit when I'm wrong. Because, it's obvious. And I was pretty wrong on this one. Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns, I mean, kick the Bengals' butt. I'm old enough to remember when we all thought the Bengals were good. Then you lose the Jets. You get curb stomped by the Browns. Not ideal. The Cowboys, something weird happened today. I allow, like, most teams are not going to go 17-0. If you go 12-5, a couple of those losses are going to be bad. So I'm not going to freak out too much. At John Middlecoff is my Instagram. We do the Middlecoff mailbag every Tuesday and Friday. So slide up in those. I saw a lot of DMs in there, which I will get to when I record tomorrow for Tuesday. But let's just start with the Sunday night game. And I think it's just human nature. The guys that get the most credit in the NFL that aren't Super Bowl champions are offensive coaches. We love getting on our knees, giving reach arounds to guys that call plays. Just the way the thing works. I mean, we're obsessed with it. Kyle Shanahan was anointed a couple years ago. LaFleur, McVay, obviously the older coaches that call plays. Sean Payton, Andy Reid. You just get more credit when you're a play caller. And definitely offensively, even more than defensively. Just the way it works. Offense sells tickets. It's what the league revolves around now. Quarterback play. We love talking about offense. Look at college. No different. Lincoln Riley gets a ton of credit. Ryan Day gets a lot of credit for, you know, scoring points, dialing up plays, being the guy on the sideline with the laminated play sheet. Woo, woo, woo! Scoring points, baby! That's what we're trying to do. And listen, rightfully so. It is impressive to be the head coach and an offensive play caller on a good team. But for whatever reason, this guy is really famous. He was a team captain on a squad that, I don't know, won several Super Bowls. He was taught as a player by a guy named Bill Belichick. He's buddies with Tom Brady. He became an assistant coach. Then he became a head coach. And for whatever reason, we do not put him on a pedestal like we do with a lot of the offensive coaches. But all Mike Vrabel does is win. He's 18-7 in his last 2 years. And 3 years ago, he went 9-7 and then proceeded to win multiple playoff games on the road. He officially ended the Belichick-Brady dynasty. He then the following week goes on the road to the Baltimore Ravens and runs the ball down their throat. But this year, it's 7-2. To me, is obviously the AFC is kind of in shambles right now. Bunch of teams lost today. They have the best record in the AFC. Now, we got a long way to go, but it's pretty clear. Like, they're a playoff team. The Tennessee Titans are going to the playoffs for 3 straight years. All the guy does is win football games. But this year specifically, he did a couple things. One, he lost his offensive coordinator this offseason. And, like, he inherited Arthur Smith. Now, Arthur Smith, when he took over the job, wasn't his offensive coordinator. He just kept him on the staff. He actually brought LaFleur. And then LaFleur was a one-and-done because he became the Packer head coach. In the last 2 years, Arthur Smith, who has been who was a dynamic play caller for him, got a head coaching job. What did he do? He made Todd Downing his offensive coordinator. Like, part of being a head coach is more than calling plays or scheming. It's hiring your staff. And so far, Mike Vrabel hired LaFleur, boom, head coach for the Green Bay Packers, has done a pretty damn good job. Arthur Smith, boom. The Atlanta Falcons actually aren't terrible. Then he takes Todd Downing, who I had a front row seat for, who was the offensive coordinator for the Raiders in 2016 or 17. And it was an abomination. He had filled in for Bill Musgrave, and he was immediately fired with Jack Del Rio, and obviously Gruden came in. But it was a disaster. The offense was a joke. Well, I'm watching Todd Downing now work for Mike Vrabel. He's good. He's really good. And you could go, well, John, anyone would be good without Derrick Henry. And I go, yeah, true. You just call run plays to Derrick Henry. Outside zone right, outside zone left. Inside zone, outside zone. Throw to, your two sweet wide receivers. But I watched him tonight with Derrick Henry nowhere to be found because he has a broken foot. Take Adrian Peterson, take other random running backs, make Tannehill look good, and they're good. Like, their offense is just good. They are a well-run team. And to me, it's Mike Vrabel. Now, I've known John Robinson, the GM, since I was a GA at Fresno State. He used to work for the Patriots. Those two guys make a pretty fucking good tandem. Like, the Tennessee Titans are for real. They just went on the road in LA and beat the living you-know-what out of the Rams. That was an old-school ass-kicking. Now, there are some bad calls and people are like, oh, the refs! Listen, if you watch football all weekend long, college and pros, referees are incompetent. So it's always going to be the case. They are terrible. It is the only job beside politicians where you can be incompetent and keep your job. Most of us in the private sector, if we're incompetent, we either lose our business or we get fired. Yet the referees are terrible. But that game wasn't dictated by the referees. That game was dictated by Mike Vrabel taking Sean McVay out behind the woodshed. And they're now 7-2. And like I said, he wins a lot more than he loses. I owe Cliff Kingsbury an apology because I've talked a lot of shit over the years about Kingsbury, about his offensive scheme, and about the Arizona Cardinals. But when your star quarterback, who's an MVP candidate, has a banged up ankle and can't play in a road game, and you roll out Colt McCoy, who's 35 years old, while you're also missing your number one wide receiver and star player, DeAndre Hopkins, AJ Green, who has been really good for them this year, you lose a running back early in the game, Edmonds, who's been really also all season long excellent for them, and you say to Kyle Shanahan, I'm going to bend you over and kick the living you know what out of you. Cliff Kingsbury clowned the 49ers today. And Cliff Kingsbury has really been excellent all season long. And I said I didn't think it was going to work. I didn't think they would be a good team. I didn't think that they would make the playoffs. Well, they're 8-1. They're going to the playoffs. Because with at 8-1, right, 9 games in, you have 7 left. Well, they could go 2-5 the rest of the season, and they'd still get to 11. Like, they're a playoff team. Now, are they going to win the division? They clearly have a lead. They've already beat the Rams. Like, they're in clear control. Here's where I also give Cliff a lot of credit. And not that he had the juice or whatever, but they have a good, like, Steve Keim is the general manager. He's really good at his job. And he's put together a team with a ton of talent. And Cliff, Vance Joseph, has been good this season. Another guy that I've talked a lot of crap about. They thoroughly outcoached the 49ers today. It was not even a contest. It was not a fair fight. And it'd be one thing if they were fully healthy, you just go, they had better players. But they were kicking their ass with Colt McCoy and James Conner. Like, James Conner and Eno Benjamin had a touchdown. So Cliff Kingsbury constantly called plays today that easily hit. Guys were wide open, whether it was a deep pass after a fumble, whether it was a screen on a third down. He had the perfect balance today of knowing everything he called worked. That's coaching. And ultimately, Cliff is paid to be the offensive play caller, right? That is kind of what he hangs his hat on. And he's been awesome all season long. And today, when you do that with your backup quarterback, you know, Colt's basically a 35-year-old journeyman that most of us would say is not very good. He looked excellent today. I think he was 22 or 26. They came in ready. They came in prepared. They operated like they should win, despite missing a bunch of players, and that's coaching. That's having your team ready because you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And right now, the 49ers are a disaster. Kyle Shanahan has lost the team. In the sense of their offense isn't very good, their defense doesn't make any plays. And unlike Cliff and Keim, where there's a clear, this guy picks the players, you coach the team. Kyle's in this kind of weird zone where he has a GM in John Lynch, but ultimately Kyle's the boss. John Lynch works for Kyle Shanahan. Every player on that roster, Kyle Shanahan handpicked. There is not a guy that plays or is on the team that Kyle Shanahan did not want. That's not how it works in Arizona. The scouting staff picks the players, and Cliff coaches them, obviously beside Kyler Murray. Though, as Steve Keim has been on record, he supported the pick, but the reason Kyler Murray's on the team is because Cliff Kingsbury wanted him. And it's been impressive. Now, their team is really talented. Their defense is very physical. It's very fast. It's just a well-coached team. And as someone who said over and over that they would never get it done, that they would never make the playoffs, that they could never compete in this division. Seriously, I was wrong. I was really wrong because they were on a completely different level than the 49ers today. And when you're able to do that with backups, I tip my hat to you. Obviously, when they're healthy, like they're good. Like they were playing with teams last year. Their problem last year was they would play up to opponents. It's why they played pretty well against Seattle and LA, right? They beat those two teams last year.
I guess they didn't beat LA, but they beat Seattle in that famous game where DK, you know, chased down Buda Baker. But or maybe they lost that game. But either way, they could get up for opponents, but they would also lose to terrible teams. This year, you go, this is a real team. This team is well prepared. It's been really physical. And I called them soft a couple weeks ago, and a lot of people in the comments said I was a hater, and I probably was. I was a hater. And my haterade, I need to swallow it, and I don't hate them because I respect them. And Cliff's doing a really good job. And the Arizona Cardinals, I mean, are in position to get the top seed right now. Now, I've still got a long way to go, but they're in the playoffs. If we could do the little Z, you know, like in baseball when you put the Z next to the name in the standings, you might as well do that right now. Because statistically, it'd basically be impossible for them not to be a wild card team. And really, when you look at the Rams, you know, I don't see why they can't win the division. Seattle and the 49ers are both 3-5. So I apologize to Cliff. And like I've said, I've always respected the person, everything I ever heard about him, his work ethic. I didn't think he was like some party guy. I think he's the real deal as a guy. I just fundamentally don't love the offense. But the offense is working, and it's working pretty consistently. And when it works with a backup quarterback, I don't care how out of whack the 49ers defense is, you earn my respect. So I have to give it to the Arizona Cardinals.
All right, Monday night matchup. FanDuel Sportsbook's about to make it even bigger because FanDuel's given new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 in a $5 bet. Listen, FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one rated sportsbook app in America. It's easy to use, safe, fast payouts. Plus, here's the thing. When you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Sign up now, promo code Colin this week. You win $150 and a $5 bet. Remember to use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-A-N, so they know I sent you, exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. 21 plus and present.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky, they're saying, Cal's a bust. You can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
game. That's my game, bro.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform. at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
In Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia, or West Virginia, refund issued as a non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook, FanDuel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile/web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Jersey, and Virginia. Or call 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Tennessee Red Line is 1-800-889-9789. Or go to 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia. Or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona.
Your Valentine's Day shouldn't start with a Hail Mary. We've got you covered on the big day when you order flowers and gifts from ProFlowers early this year. Head on over to ProFlowers.com to get 15% off our entire collection of blooms, gifts, and more for your cutie with promo code CRUSH15 until February 14th. The clock is running out, so don't wait until everyone's rushing the field for those last-minute gifts on February 14th. Be the MVP this Valentine's Day and go to ProFlowers.com to save 15% with code CRUSH15 at checkout. See website for more details.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council. Look through your children's eyes to see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree. They see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating world.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Really quick on the Cowboys game, I don't freak out that much. Like, you're allowed a bad loss during the season. Like I said, if you win 12 games this year, that means you're going to lose five. And more than likely, two of those five losses are going to be against teams that aren't in the playoffs. Right? You're going to lose a couple tight games, you know, potentially to other good teams. Just the nature of the sport, right? And you're going to have a loss. The Bills had one today. You're allowed to lose, you know? Now, in the heat of the moment, when you watch the game, Vic Fangio punked Kellen Moore. I think the score at one point in time today was 27-0. I know, you know, the Cowboys ended up scoring 16 points, but they scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. You talk about garbage, hollow points and yards. That's what that was. They got destroyed. And, you know, I think sometimes, like last week, they had this insane emotional win, right? Sunday night football, they play their backup quarterback, and they beat the Vikings, who, as you saw today, like the Vikings, I don't know what their record's going to be when the season ends, but they are a very, very tough out. Like, they might be a team that goes 7-10, but, you know, 13 of their games are, you know, a tight game in the fourth quarter. It feels like they're in every game I watch. You know, now they end up losing a lot of them for whatever reason, as they did to the Ravens. But the Cowboys found a way to win, and we all just went, that was incredible. You win a game with Cooper Rush. Cooper Rush throws a game-winning touchdown to Amari Cooper. And then it just, you know, watching today, just they were flat. You know, they weren't very good. Dak was bad. Like, they were just off. And I know everyone's crushing Diggs. You know, because clearly they go at him a lot. And I have been getting DMs all season long. Like, is he overrated because he makes a bunch of picks? And I said, listen, if you're getting smoked and you give up some big plays, but you create an interception every game, I can live with the big plays. Especially if you had several pick sixes. Now, if you're not creating turnovers and you're giving up big plays, then you become a liability. So the games where he's giving up plays and not picking the ball off, yeah, it's not going to pencil on the ledger, right? It's going to be more of a liability than an asset. But earlier in the season, when he was creating turnovers at the rate in which he was creating turnovers, I can live with some giving up some plays. Today, not great. Now, did I expect the Broncos to play like that? No, I did not. I think it's fair to say, and this is what's kind of great about sports, you never truly know what's coming. Because not a soul would have thought that the Broncos would go into Dallas and beat the crap out of them. Just like not a soul would have thought that the Bills and the Jags would be tied at 6 in the fourth quarter. We don't see this coming. Now, part of that is what makes the NFL really cool, right? This season is wide open. Wide open. I think like 15 teams could win the Super Bowl. If you just get into the playoffs this year, you have a chance. Now, like the Cowboys, I give the Bills, like, okay, you're allowed to lose. Now, do you want to lose to the Jags? Do you want to lose to Urban Meyer? Of course not. Do you want to score 6 points against a team that's probably going to win 3 or 4 games? It's a bad look. But these are humans. I actually think it's more understandable to go and play a team with a terrible record and lay an egg. I've been saying this for years. Bad loss, like if you're a good team and you play a team in November, December, and I'm looking at your record and you're 1-8 or 2-10, and I'm an 8-1 team or a 7-1 team, and I'm a team that's going to the playoffs, I understand where guys aren't as focused during the week. I would get, now listen, it drives coaches nuts, they hammer it home, but I understand the Buffalo Bills players, some of them, probably not taking the game as serious as if they were going to play the Chiefs or the Patriots or the Steelers or the Rams, right? It's easy. The tape doesn't lie. What do they say? The eye in the sky doesn't lie. So when I see I have a big-time opponent, I'm going to focus a little bit more. When you go into a big job interview, you probably spend the week getting ready for it, right? When you've been working the same job for a couple years and you're like, just another Monday, you might not be as focused sometimes. It's human nature. Now, if the quarter's about to end and you got a big bonus, I bet you lock in those last couple weeks to get them to hit the quota, right? To me, that's where the Cowboys, like, you know, the Broncos were 4-4. Now, they trade Von Miller, maybe in their mind as players, like, I don't even know if these guys care. Now, I don't think that impacts the players, clearly, but the Cowboys just laid an egg. So did the Bills, but I do think it's more understandable with the Bills because you just look at the Jags, you're like, this is a joke. Is this a real franchise? Even, I know the Jags won 9-6, but what just, to me, the Jags and the Texans, it's just, what? Who can watch these teams play? I am proud to say that I didn't watch one snap of the Texans and the Miami Dolphins. Like, that's just, but I get when teams are playing like those two teams, when you just look at someone's record and they're really bad, not taking them as seriously, right? Just no different than Baker Mayfield and the Browns, who kind of proved that, you know what? It's always something with Odell. And I saw so many former players that are on like NFL Network and ESPN. It feels like they're all defending Odell. It's on Baker. It's on the Browns. We're always finding a way to make an excuse for the guy. It's always someone else's fault. Yeah, maybe it's Odell. Because I watched the Browns today beat the living crap, destroyed, dog walked, however you want to describe it, kick their butt. And Odell was no longer just kind of the negative elephant in the room. They didn't have to even think about it. Baker played free. Nick Chubb tore him up. And they're fine. That's why going back to the Bills and the Cowboys, like, they didn't have anything like that. They just played poorly. And you know what? A 17-game season, you're going to have 4 or 5 games where you play poorly. Now, if you're good enough, and the Cowboys have been this way, same with the Bills, where you can have a poor game and still win. And definitely the Bills, I mean, they easily could have won the game today. The Cowboys were, they got rolled. They got destroyed. Now, I also don't think the Broncos, like, that's probably the best game the Broncos can play. Like, they don't have pitches like that in their bag. That's it. Like, they're a guy that throws 92 miles an hour that somehow struck the guy out throwing 100 miles an hour. I don't think we're seeing that again from them. But they brought it today. Because you know what? For them, they were playing the Cowboys, who were 6-1, who just came off this huge win at Minnesota. They took that shit seriously. And I think the Bills just probably overlooked them. Now, that it was funny watching Josh Allen throw a pick to Josh Allen, watching Josh Allen get sacked by Josh Allen. But, you know, you're bound to lose some games. I don't really find it that big of a deal with either one of those teams. But, like, to me, the Niners losing to Cliff, like, that's a pretty big red flag. The Niners are kind of a joke right now. They're pretty embarrassing. They really are. Now, and part of that is, like, Cliff's good. And he took advantage of him. And he destroyed him. And he kind of ran circles around him all day long. And some of it was, you know, opportunities created by the Niners fumbling. But then the moment they'd fumble, he'd hit a big play. He'd set up a sweet screen play. He'd hit, you know, a long go route to Christian Kirk. He would create big plays. And it's something right now, for whatever reason, Kyle Shanahan can't create big plays. I have never seen a guy who's proven to be a really good play caller, who is a good offensive mind, be more out of whack. Now, part of it, Jimmy Garoppolo is not very good. And today's not Jimmy Garoppolo's fault, but he is an inaccurate quarterback. Every fucking ball he throws is 7 feet too high. And he's lucky he's got some athletic guys that can leap up in the air. But he never hits a guy in the numbers. And if this was like 1998 or 2002, back when guys would get destroyed over the middle, he would get guys killed. His entire offensive, all of his offensive weapons would be on injured reserve right now, because all of them would have broken ribs, would be getting concussions. You know, if you were still allowed to headhunt, if Steve Atwaters and John Lynch's still played in the NFL, Jimmy Garoppolo would get all of his guys taken out, because he throws every single human into harm's way. So, yeah, I don't even know what to say. But Cliff, he's the head coach of the number one seed in the NFL right now. I'll see you guys on Tuesday. Adios. Godspeed. See ya.
Are you ready for the big day? Not your big day, her big day, Valentine's Day. If not, you better rush to FTD.com to order early and save on a winning combination of flowers and gifts for Monday, February 14th. Bold blooms and gifts are the perfect way to celebrate the one who caught your heart, so go to FTD.com and save 15% through February 14th with code CRUSH15 on fresh, florist-delivered flowers when you order early. See website for details. FTD. Give with meaning.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos.
I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.